show them to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shvi'is Daf Ayin Beis, and we are starting Ayin Aleph Amud Beis about 5 lines off from the bottom with the quote from the Mishnah of Hacham Omrim Kol Svichim Asurim, and in Vilna Torah Sadaf, it's right at the end of Chaf Hayomra Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah said Hacham Omrim Kol Svichim Asurim, the Hacham said that all Svichim are Asur. So now we have a story which the beginning is unfamiliar to us, however the continuation of the story is quite familiar to us. It's the famous story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, however slightly different than the usual version told over, which comes from Talmud Bavli. So Gemara tells Rav Shimon Bar Yochai have avar b'shmitza. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was walking on Shemitah, b'chama chad malaket shvias, and he saw there was a person who's picking produce of Shemitah, which was obviously aser because of svichim. So Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told him, v'les aser v'lav svichin inon, isn't this aser, isn't it svichim? So Amalei, the fellow told him, v'loy at hu matiran, you yourself said that svichin are permitted, and the only ones that are aser are svichay krov. Ayin beis Amalei on top, Amalei, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told him, v'ein chaveri chalukin alai, don't my friends and colleagues argue with me, and we paskin like them? And kar olav Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said about this fellow, who pirates gather shechenu nachash, someone who breaks a fence, he shall be bitten by a snake, which means if you break the words of the Chachamim, you deserve to be bitten by a snake. And v'chein havaslei, that's what happened to this fellow, he was bitten by a snake and he died. Now because of this, the Roman government heard and they wanted to harm Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai avad tar b'ma'arta tlas asar shnin, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went and hid in a cave for 13 years, and we know that he also went with his son Reb Elazar, and how did he survive? So ma'aras charuven, we are not gairus the word the truma, in the cave there was a carob tree, ad shehel agufei chaluda, he stayed there until his body got chaluda, which in modern day Hebrew means rust, and as we know, he buried himself up in his neck in sand, and his body became full of cracks and sores. Now, l'sayf tlas asar shnin, at the end of 13 years, Amar he said, Lena nafak chame, let's go out and see ma kala ba'alma, what type of bas kol is out in the world. So nafak he went out, v'yasav le'al puma de ma'arta, and he sat at the edge of the cave. Chamachad sayod, he saw a trapper, sayod siparin, that was trying to trap birds, paras mitudase, he spread out his trap, and then shama bras kala amra, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai heard a bas kol saying, Dimos, which means rachamim, mercy, v'shtezvas, and the bird was saved. Meaning, instead of the bird being trapped, since there was a bas kol that said mercy, the bird wasn't trapped. So Amar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Tzipar, a bird, mibaladei shemaya lo yivda. Without shemayim, it's not going to be trapped. So kol shekein bar nasha, for sure a person. And therefore, I'm not going to be harmed by the malchus, by the government, unless there's a gzera on me. So I don't have to be afraid. So he left the cave. And karchamad hashadachan milaya, when he saw that the king died, and this gzera against him was mevotol, and there was peace out in the world, so Amar, he said, Nechos, let's go. Nechami bahadein dimusin de Tveria. Let's go warm and bathe in the bathhouse of Tveria. Now, after he bathed in the bathhouse, Amar he said, Srichana na lasais takana. We have to now make some sort of takana for the city, for Tveria, k'maysha asuav seinor yishonim, like our earlier forefathers did. And it's referring to Yaakov Avinu. What does the pasuk say about Yaakov? Vayichan as pnei ha'ir. It says he was vayichan as pnei ha'ir. And what does that mean? Shayu oisan etlisin umarchin b'shuk. That means that he made butcher shops or that he shechted meat and sold it in the marketplace, and that's very beneficial for the city. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to do something very nice for the city of Tveria as well. So Amar, he said, Nidchi Tveria, let's be metahir, let's purify Tveria. Because there was a lot of different places in Tveria where Kaihanim wouldn't walk, because there was a suffix, maybe there's someone buried there. So what did he do? Pavanosav Termusin, he took these Termusin beans, umakatsis, and he cut them into pieces, umaklik, and he threw them on the ground, v'chol han to have a misa, wherever there was a dead person buried, have a taif, it would float to the top, v'sal kolei min la'el, and it would be removed from there by the people, and that way Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was metahir Tveria. Now Chamzai Chad Kusi, there was a Kusi that saw him. And Amar he said, Lina Azal Mefali Bahadein Sabad Yudai, let me go poke fun at this elderly Jew, let me go make him a sugar. So what did he do? Nasav Chad Mis, he took a dead person, and what did he do? Azal Vatamre Handadachi, he went and hid it, meaning he buried it, in a place the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was ready Matahir. And then Azal Gabay Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he went to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Amar Lehi told him, Loi Dachas Atar Palon, weren't you ready Matahir this place? Isa come, Vano Mafik Lcha Misa Mentaman, and I'm going to take a dead person for you from there. So really, you weren't metar it. And so for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Ruach HaKodesh, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw in his Ruach HaKodesh, Shenasnu Sham, that this fellow was the one that put the mace there. V'omar, and what did he say? Goizar ni al yoinim shiyardu, v'al tachtoinim shiyalu. I'm goizar on the ones that are up, that they should go down, and the ones that are down should go up. And v'chein havaslei, that's what happened. Meaning, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was goizar, that the dead person who was hidden there by the kusi should come to life, and that the kusi should die, and he did. And continue with the story, mi'avar kumi mugdala, when he passed by a particular tower, and that's where cheder kids were learning, Shama Kali de Safra Omar, he heard the voice of their teacher, who is their cheder Rebbe, saying in a joking, derogatory fashion, Ha Bar Yochai Medachi Tveria. Supposedly, Bar Yochai came along and was Matahir Tveria. But I heard that in one of those places that he was Matahir, a dead person was found. And that was because of what this Kusi did. Now, Amar Le, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yaveh Olai should come on me, and this is a lashon of a curse, Imloi Shamati Sha Tveria Sidli Tahir. If I didn't hear that Tveria eventually would become Tahir. And that's why I worked so hard to be Matahir Tveria, because I knew that eventually Tveria was supposed to become Tahir. And Afilu Kain even even so, you don't believe that it became tahar? Miyad natsagal shalat samais. Immediately, this cheder rebbe became a pile of bones. And on top of the brand new halacha, halacha beis, and in this halacha we begin discussing beer. We've already mentioned beer multiple times before, so let's just review briefly what it is. Anytime that a particular min is not available for the wild animals out in the field, a person has to be mevair it. He has to get rid of it from his house. And the source for this is going to be brought at the beginning of the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Artis Lebir, there are three different lanes in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to beer. Meaning Eretz Yisrael is divided into three different sections when it comes to beer. Yehuda, Be'evar Yarden, Begalhil. And once a particular min is not available for animals in this area, in this Eretz, so even though it's available in a different Eretz, one still has to be mevair it. And that's because the wild animals that live in Yehuda, for example, don't cross the border into Be'evar Yarden or into Galil and vice versa. And therefore, when there's no more of this min for the animals in Yehuda, they don't have access to it anymore. And therefore, the people of Yehuda, or Be'evar Yarden or Galil, have to get rid of this min. However, the Mishnah continues, v'shalosh haratzos l'chol achas v'achas, each one of these regions, each one of these lands, Yehuda, Be'evar Yarden, and Galil, is further divided into three subcategories. And each of them has a category called Har, which is the mountainous region, Shvela, which is the lowlands or plains, and Emek, which is the valley. So Mishnah first starts talking about Galil. There's Gal Ha'elyon, that's the Har, V'gal Ha'tachtoin, that's the Shvela, V'ha'emek, and the Emek. And now we're going to describe where in Galil these places are. Mekfar Chananya Ulamalon, from this place called Kfar Chananya and upwards, meaning towards northern Eretz Yisrael, Kol She'ena Megadol Shikmin, if this is an area that does not grow sycamore trees, Gal Ha'elyon, that's called Gal Ha'elyon, Mekfar Chananya Ulamaton, from Kfar Chananya and below, Kol She'u Megadol Shikmin, if it does grow sycamore trees, Gal Ha'tachtoin, that's the lower Galilee, Utchum Tveria, and the whole area of Tveria, the proper Girso is, Ha'emek, that is the Emek. Now this is all talking about the Galil. Ubi Yehuda, what are the three different sections of Yehuda? So Ha'har, the mountainous area, Shvelo, the plains, the Ha'emek, and the valley. Ushvelos Lod, Kishvelos Hadaraim. The plains of Lod are like the plains of the Daraim. And Ve'ahar Shalah, Kahara Melech. Its Har is like Hara Melech. And Beis Haran, Ad Hayam, Medina Achas. From Beis Haran all the way until the sea, that's one Medina, meaning that's one section, and that's all in Yehuda. Now the Mishnah further clarifies, Ein Gimel Amar Alfa on the top, V'lama Amru Shalosh Aratzais. What relevance do these three Aratzais have within every single Eretz? The answer is, Shu Eichlin B'chol Achas V'Achas, Ad Sheichlo Ha'achrin Shabbah. One's allowed to eat any particular min in each one of these subsections until the last subsection doesn't have any more. So for example, let's just go with Galil, the first thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Even if there's no more of this min in the Galil Ha'elyon and in the Galil Ha'tachtoin, as long as this min is still available for the animals out in the field in Tchum Tveria, which is the Emek, so people that have this min in the Galil Ha'elyon and Tachtoin are still allowed to eat it, even though that min is not available for the animals in the field out in Galil Elyon and Tachtoin. However, Rav Shimon says, Lo Amru Shalosh Aratzais Ela B'Yehuda. This differentiation of three different subsections is only relevant in Yehuda. However, Shar Kol Aratzais Kahara Melech, all other lands are like Hara Melech. And Machal Aratzais Ka'achas L'Zeisim L'Tmarim, all lands throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, meaning all the subsections and all the regular sections, are like one when it comes to olives and dates. That's because they're brought from one part to another part, and therefore they're always available. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.